This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Love that theme. Hoo-ha! It's Jennifer Horn in for Jay today. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with a positive thought as you begin, if it happens to be the beginning of the day for you. For some people it is, some people it isn't. But for those of you who are looking for a way to book it, you know how that is, Jennifer? Yeah. Book it Mondays, Tuesdays, beginning of the week. You're always kind of a little slow. So, here is somebody who has written a lot of books named Toni Morrison. You're familiar with her, right?
Used to love her. Well, not used to. I still do. I've written many papers on her in college.
Have you? Really, why? Why'd you choose her?
I don't know. I just always thought she was a very prolific writer. She was one of my favorites.
Uh-huh. If there's a book that you want to read, but it hasn't been written yet, then you need to write it. How's that? Huh?
Yep. Get to writing it.
I should write a book. You'd have more than one chapter, Jennifer, in my book.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Would you put "to my beloved Jennifer" in the very beginning of it? No?
Yes. Right. Exactly. Okay. So if you don't have children, but you've been around a lot of children in your life, one wonders.
Right now.
Yeah. Thank you. Very sweet. Oh, she's so funny.
Yada, yada, yada.
Can you imagine your father playing a kazoo?
He does, actually. Have you?
Oh, does he? Good. Oh, fabuloso.
You give my dad a sound effect, he'll really take care of it for you.
That's it. He gets lots of good ideas from me listening to this program, that's for sure.
Tell you what, he's a sound effect man.
I know. Okay, so this is the conundrum. I suppose maybe we put it as a conundrum. When you are teaching a youngster to read, do you read books? Like when I read to Miles, or when I still read to Miles. When I read to my children, I read to Jasper. Reading a book or reading a tablet? Which do you do? What do you think?
Ooh, to reading to a child? I think a book.
Yeah, right. Thank you. The sphere of influence from the educational world suggests that even though everything today in classroom, everything that I have a device, no, books. The physical book will beat a tablet when it comes to story time with children. That's what you do, all right? You don't use a tablet. People say, well, any reading would be good. Yes, but there's something about what the youngster gets. I'm just now reminded of a couple of books that Jasper has now, including the one that he likes to read in the tub. You know, there are those books that are all plastic.
That. Yeah. Right? I still, to this day, when I get and take a bath, I always take a book with me or a magazine, something like that to read.
Right. And it's good also when you are reading at night, if you read. I have books in my bookstand next to my bed. I don't watch TV upstairs in bed. If I feel like I need to just kind of get my mind off of things, I have a bunch of mostly the self-help books, spiritual books, that sort of thing. And they're right there. Pick them up. I'll read a paragraph and I'll be so.
Yeah. But I noticed that you're making a really good point, because a lot of times when we read off of tablets or devices, that light, and this is scientific, kind of drills into your brain. So it's much harder to shut down in the evening if you're reading off of those. Unless you have, and some of the devices like Kindle and others have come up with like the what is it called, Paperwhite or something like that, where you can.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about money. Let's talk about borrowing money. Let's talk about our economic performance, the economy, and whether it's a gloomy picture or a sunny picture. And the reason that I bring it up, well, there are two reasons for me bringing it up. One of them is to kind of demonstrate once again how one person who is an expert has one thought, in this case about the economy, and another person who has experience and intelligence looks at the economy in a completely different way. So how do you know how to feel? Well, I suggest that you make up your own mind and not be led by somebody who happens to come from the same political persuasion that you do. Because this is really, there are a lot of people, a lot of folks with your stripes, Jennifer, who are talking about neoliberalism. What a great word, isn't it?
I've never said that word in my life. Never. Neoliberal. Never, just for the record.
Well, have you ever heard it used before?
No, actually. I've heard neocon. I've heard them say neoconservative all the time, but never right. Neoliberal.
Well, it's the same thing, only turning it around with different stripes. It's the new way of thinking about old problems, because the old ways of thinking about the old problems don't seem to work. So let's come up with a new one. And so we have this per capita gross domestic product. Now we're individualizing the gross domestic product. So perhaps we can, this is basically the value of your output. This is what you contribute to society. And there are a lot of measures over the last, well, since the Eisenhower era, actually. Now, we in the United States have a better record than Europe does, than Japan does. The annual gross domestic product per person in America is $60,000 a year. That's how much we, as an average, contribute to the economy. Each person of a working age contributes $60,000. In Germany, the average person who is of age that would have a job contributes $40,000 to the economy. In Japan, it's like $25,000 when you look at the overall, you look at the overall stats. Now, I don't know what this means to people. I think it's very interesting to look and hear how people are touting the economy. We're really in good shape here, even though the Chinese share of gross domestic property, let's say the Chinese share of global output, has increased greatly since the 1990s, mostly because we have taken our business to them. They thrive because 40% of the business that they do, their entire economy, 40% of it depends on us. So wouldn't you think that they would want to be doing everything? If I'm in business and I have a customer who's responsible for 40% of my business, you can be damn sure I'm going to take him to dinner. And I'm going to give him some drinks, and I'm going to make sure that he knows I like him. But no, with the Chinese, nope, let's stick it up your tush. Let's steal all we can. Let's be as corrupt as possible. And we have TikTok, and we have Huawei, and we got all this other stuff. And soon there's open artificial intelligence. Most of that stuff's being made
so
at
scary.
The... Yeah. And so what are they doing except screwing themselves? Right? Our aim this year is to cut them back to 27% of the economy, and it's hurting them. They've got a big problem with unemployment over there, but you never hear much about it because you don't hear much about what goes on in China because they control the information that comes out. But I saw something on CNBC. I like watching CNBC, actually. Over the weekend, you can get caught up on the economic news and also watch a couple of episodes of Shark Tank. And that's always
pretty good, right?
Not that's always
favorite.
Fun. Yeah, I love the show. I think that's a fabulous show. The people that are on it and the way things, it's just really interesting. They've captured a lot in a bottle there. So anyway, so the people who are the neo-progressives, if you will, are saying, those numbers are faulty, yada, yada, yada. Meanwhile, the neo-conservatives are saying, look at, this is good. But it doesn't quite work because it's counter to what the conservatives want you to think about the economy and blame whatever bad stuff is going on Biden. And then, the other, when the Republicans get back in, they'll blame whoever the Republican leader is for whatever the bad stuff is. But if you wash all of that crud away, things are not that bad. That's really kind of my point here when you look at the situation.
We just have to stop this spending. And it's happening with right. Republicans, and it's happening with Democrats.
Absolutely.
And we have to stop the bloating, and we have to stop these contracts that are ridiculous, that aren't really helping anybody. There's so much that we have to do that's just about responsibility.
Well, so that's what
nobody wants to do it.
No, but that's why I brought this up, because it's the individual. We all feel, I don't know if guilt the right word, but we all feel responsible or, you know, we're not making the decisions, though. You're letting, and you're not even letting, you're not inputting the Congress and the Senate the way you ought to. So they keep spending this money because they think you're going to like getting government money. But in fact, the government money is your money. So it's a vicious circle going around and around. The money that you got from the pandemic is money that you paid in taxes, plus money that they borrowed from wherever they could get it. And so now the situation is confusing because we have inflation, we have full employment, but the recession talk is still on people's minds. And is it? I don't believe the. I think we've had what we're going to have. I'm not an economist, but I feel in my gut that things are already better because the inflation numbers are falling. Amount of money it takes. The bottom in California, even this is an interesting reality. House sales are pretty stale, and around the rest of the country, pretty much the building of new homes and the selling of old homes has stopped because people don't want to pay 7% or more for a mortgage, so they just stopped. So, but because there's money around. And because people are working, God knows, you know, what is that all about? Unemployment is low. So how come we can't find, where do they all go? Where are they working at? What are they doing?
I know.
That's the question that I have. At any rate.
I think a lot of people are scared because of the interest rates and the possibility and all that. There's just, people are more timid. You know, our market used to be on fire. Now people aren't buying and they aren't selling, at least in California. It's just sort of,
it's everywhere.
Just kind of stagnant, you know, and we'll see if that breaks.
So, the millennials are doing better financially. Interesting argument to that effect in the Atlantic this month. And then there is the on the other side, or I don't know, are more millennials liberal and conservative, do you think, or liberal and I like left and right.
Probably by and large they're more liberal, but there are lot who are also kind of in the middle because or maybe paying attention to politics for the first time.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on. And so anyway, there's just that. That is, it's really something to be thinking about. But be aware of things not being as bad as some would have you believe. All right, we'll leave it at that. At 18 after, this is Good Day.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The hour, social media time on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and a recycling announcement, Jennifer. I suppose this has, this is a good news, this is an element of good news.
We could call it Earth Day Week, can't we?
Well, I think that's sort of was the motivation for this.
Yeah.
The announcement was made late last week that you can recycle any device free from Apple, Google, from Walmart, Best Buy. They are paying even for you to ship the old device to them so it can be recycled. So there's a poll out suggesting that half of Americans believe major companies need to be held accountable for their waste. These companies, the waste they produce. I'm all for this. And so five of these big corporations have decided to do that. Apple started this. They have operated their own green gadget recycling program, and, well, they have to because they make all of their devices obsolete, so you have to buy new ones. What a scam that is, my God. Anyway, so, but I don't want to get into the scam because I want to talk about what's good here.
Because we all know it breaks down in 2 years. We've been there.
Yeah. Computers, printers, Android models, Windows computers, iPhones, Macs, tons of electronic waste. Instead of that going into a land, I can't imagine it goes into a landfill. I think that the salvage yards are clever enough now to break this stuff apart and make some money. But if you go back about 10 years, 19 million pounds of e-waste annually was created. 30% of the product weight sold, what do they consider? Most of the life, I don't know if it's still, I saw a stat once that the average device like this will last 7 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you have my iPads have lasted 7 years. My iPhone hasn't.
And my iPad has, too, but I don't use it very often these days.
No, I don't use it that much.
But my iPhones, I'm telling you, these iPhones are like every couple years. It's like, oh, we got to get another one.
Yeah, right. Let's upgrade it. So I told you I bought a whole bunch of i5s because I wanted to use them for communication just among the people working. And they won't hook them up.
Yeah, they won't support them anymore.
No. How do they get away with that? That's the question that I have.
Because they're the only ones in town, right? You don't have to.
Yeah.
Unless you go to the droid.
All right, so let's see here. Google says you can get free shipping to mail back whatever you want, their gadgets and electronic stuff. Staples will recycle lots of devices. It doesn't matter what the brand is, the condition is, or where you bought it. They have a lot of different things, desktops and laptops and tablet computers and that sort of thing, e-readers, monitors, GPS devices, battery. I'm going through all this so you will get the width and breadth of this and bring this stuff to wherever, you know, bring it back to Walmart, bring it to Staples, bring it to Best Buy, whatever it is. Best Buy apparently has the best recycling program, Jennifer. Huh. Its website details exactly what the store will take. A drop-down menu in each category gets specific. Depends on where you live as much as anything else. You can bring it in. You can bring 3 items a day in and they're recycled without charge. So, I mean, this is the Earth Day polls.
That's pretty cool.
Right. Suggest that sustainable materials now are what they're looking for, so that when you put something like, you give it back to them, they can take it apart and use it. Like the car, the same thing. You know, cars, now all of them are recycled. New cars are basically old cars that have been melted down, and they're using the plastic, they're using the metal, they're using the wiring, all of that stuff. Because, you know, at some point in time, we're going to run out of all of this, all of these resources. Yeah, so that's, if you want to stay in business, you got to figure out how to recycle the stuff that you're using and make something new out of it. So I guess that's good. All right, so recycle, bring it back to these people, and they'll help you out. There's a little social media underscoring for you at 28 after the hour.
When you got your health, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Have you seen the TV commercials for GoodRx? It's a website and app that comparison shops for prescription meds. One catch, it only works if you're paying without insurance. My pal Larry doesn't go to a dentist. He lets university dental students hone their clinical repertoire on him. Yes, it is less expensive, and insurance still covers it. One trade-off he's quick to add, plan on spending the whole morning there, because students' work is so closely supervised. Because it's a university, he figures he's getting state-of-the-art care. And when I asked about rookie mistakes, Larry said, the students are gentle, just don't let the faculty in there. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A ceasefire in Sudan appears to be holding after taking effect at midnight local time. It's the 4th attempt to stop the fighting, which started on April 15th, with previous truces failing rather quickly. USA officials said the 72-hour truce had been agreed between the Army and the paramilitary rapid support forces, at least 400 people having killed in the conflict. An attempt at the first privately funded lunar landing is about to take place today. Japan's iSpace launched its lander to the moon aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket in December, and since then it's been heading for a lunar orbit, which it achieved on Friday. 12:40 p.m. Eastern this afternoon, the lander will begin braking. It should take about an hour to reach the lunar surface. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Fry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's
going to be a good day.
The call of the day is to me, Doug Steffen, at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. The hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is out today. The criminal justice system, Jay. Jay. Who are you? Jennifer. Well, you could be Jay.
Sorry, you got the
Jay
first for letter, Jennifer. Right.
That's right. The reforms that were started in our country a number of years ago. Let's look at the state of Michigan, for example. 850,000 residents seeing at least one conviction automatically set aside. This is the what they call a clean slate legislation. The advocates said it's been going on. There's different ways of looking at this. Some people think it's good news because the people who are being let out, this is a bipartisan bill, by the way, Jennifer, they have their record expunged because of what they were convicted of doing. For example, smoking pot.
Okay.
2.8 million people had criminal records for things like that. So those convictions low-level, nonviolent offenses are, or things that were done when you were underage as a juvenile, some of that stuff has been part of these expungement laws that take the offenses out of your record. And that allows people to get jobs and to get housing, loans, that kind of stuff. So is this an historic step forward or is it a step backward? I guess it depends on who you're asking. Although I think that there are way too many people in jail. The wrong people are in jail. The right people are out of jail.
Well, this is the problem, is that,
yeah.
I mean, I totally think that we have misincarcerated people in this country, mm-hmm. right? So we've thrown the book at some and we've let others that deserve it just walk. And I think in an effort to try to redo those wrongs, now the idea is, well, we're just going to let everybody out of jail. I mean, there's a plan right now in California that if you commit murder, the longest you will be in jail. Committing murder is 25 years in the state of California.
Aye. It should
That's
be thrown
away.
The key gets thrown away.
Right. I mean, if you take someone's life mm-hmm. and you don't have the reason for it, I understand there are special circumstances with self-defense and all of those things, but if you don't do something like
that... The shoot-em-ups that have happened in the last week, all those people should go to jail, and not, no matter what their age, they all are guilty and they all should go to jail, period.
Yeah, if you're just willy-nilly committing crimes, you shouldn't be let out the next day. And we also, mm-hmm. I think, have a pretty big policing problem now where instead of bringing in the best and brightest police officers, instead now we're having to lower standards because so many police that were good police officers are like, enough with this, we're getting no support, people have turned on us, and so we're out. And now you're going to be left with the worst of the worst instead mm-hmm. of the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it doesn't work for anybody. It's just not a good equation that we've created for ourselves.
All right, speaking of the worst of the worst, one of the sons of your wrestling heroes, Ted DiBiase Jr., apparently he was a wrestler for a while as well, but the old man was called, wasn't he, the Million Dollar Man?
He was the Million Dollar Man.
Million Dollar Man, right, okay.
That's right.
Anyway, the son was charged with misappropriating millions of dollars in federal safety net funds intended for needy families. This is a scandal that Brett Favre has been implicated in earlier in the year. Do you remember? I think we talked about it a little bit, as I always am having a hard time pronouncing his name. But it really disappointed a lot of people, obviously, because I don't know that much DiBiase, whether you expect that he would be, you know, some kind of hero. But in the case of Brett Favre, a great baseball player, and it upsets people to know that he's a crook. And basically, you know, the bottom line is, well, he hasn't been convicted. All sides point in that direction.
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to give him his right to a trial. Mm-hmm. But certainly, I had come across this guy through a friend of mine, through my co-host in Los Angeles, who said, oh, you got to talk to Ted DiBiase's son. So I guess he was really making the rounds, that's for sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, making the rounds for what reason would be the question. The Chinese government has started to stifle, what a surprise this is, efforts to understand COVID. They had some of their researchers, some of their scientists, some of their doctors had gotten together with Western doctors to come up with studies and data about COVID until the government found out about it and said, "Nyet." I guess that's Russian, right? What is it in Chinese? Don't do it.
No.
No, 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 no.
It seems to work in many countries.
No. So the Chinese government has retracted studies and is now withholding data when it comes to understanding COVID and how it got started. Gee, I wonder why. Duh. Ay, ay, ay. And also, as long as we're doing my daily Chinese rant, they have also, because they're building these AI machines, somebody has done the research, and now they're telling the Chinese how to make these AI chatbots and whatever else there is around. A friend of mine.
And by someone's figured it out and telling them how to do it, you mean they've spied on technology that the U.S. is using, and now they're figuring
out how to do it. Right, exactly.
Allegedly.
So there's a friend of mine who has an Italian, old family Italian restaurant in Framingham, and he's bought four of these. They're robots that are serving the food. And it's the weirdest thing to go in this old traditional Italian restaurant that's been there forever, and all the townies go there, and to have your drink your appetizer and your meal brought to you on a robot. And it's dissettling to the point where
that's
I think
so
it's hurting
weird.
His
in like an
business.
Old school family owned restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Funny.
Exactly. So people don't know, huh? What is this all about? What do we do? We're in the La Cantina. And what happened to my waitress? She's gone. And so we got a robot named Fred that's bringing you your food. Oh, fabulous. Okay. A number of things. This weekend I went to see the movie that a lot of people are talking about. It's the story of an Afghanistani translator who helps an American soldier, and then he to get out, and then he helps. You know, I don't want there to be a spoiler alert because it's a new movie. It's called the not the Commandment, the Covenant. And so as I look at, I was watching it. I went to the movies last night, and I thought to myself, there's a lot of stuff here that we could apply to Ukraine. The soldiers that are helping, there are Americans there. We're being told there aren't, but there are. And apparently there's a lot of Ukrainian, there are a lot of Ukrainian soldiers who, as they describe the toll the war is taking on them and what it's done to their country, to their people, they're thanking the Americans who are not supposed to be there, for helping them survive as much as anything else. I'm talking about the personal side of things. Meanwhile, the Russian troops started this weekend.
Stuff coming from
yeah,
America.
Right, exactly. Yeah, of course. The Russian troops are relocating Ukrainian residents who are in occupied areas. Many of them are being moved to Russian prisons. Your only offense is being a Ukrainian. How long do you think that's going to... What in the world... What do these people think is going to happen at the end of the day? What is Putin... Is he that out of touch with reality? And maybe
know.
Because
it's,
we're letting him
so
get away with
to
it.
To know what's really going on over there. Because I mean, part of what that... The kid leaked out, that Air Force kid... Or the,
yeah, more of that stuff. Apparently he's leaked more than... Yeah. Go ahead,
what he's
me.
Leaked out is that the Russians aren't taking the losses that the news media has been reporting on. So it's very unsettling because there's just makes everybody sound like a nut job. We're all questioning what we're being told because now we just don't know if we can trust what we're being told.
Mm-hmm.
And how long has this gone on in this country? I mean, I feel like a lot of us are waking up to it now. I feel like you've been one that's questioned things for a long time, Doug. And I think for many people, especially those of a certain age, it was the Kennedy assassination that I think made people think, well, wait, maybe the government isn't always...
The government completely lied about that. Completely. 100% complete lie when it came to the Kennedy assassination. And who was responsible? Unbelievable. So can we look back at each president? When we look back at Trump, what was the good and the bad? We look back at Bush, look back at Biden.
I think this is even beyond presidents, though. Forget the presidents. This is about a government that is humming along. I mean, okay, forget. I know that it's important who's in the White House.
At the helm.
But the government hums along and lies to us all along. It's like, it's unbelievable.
Doesn't make any difference who's sitting in the chair.
Yeah.
They almost can't control it because it's so big. Go back to the time of J. Edgar Hoover. He really ran the country. It wasn't the presidents or whomever. He had the dirt on everybody who was sleeping with whom, who was stealing.
And I think this is the proverbial swamp that Trump was talking about.
Yeah.
That no one could kind of get, well, who's the swamp? And everybody would kind of laugh at that. I think that's what he's talking about.
Yep. Meanwhile, talking about the immigrants that are having trouble and being rounded up by the Russians, apparently Joe Biden wants to open up a back door for immigrants from Yugoslavia. I thought there already was kind of a back door. He says it's a new humanitarian
door. They can come in the front door. It's open.
Yeah.
It's unlocked.
Yeah.
I just
don't get me going
point,
on that.
I'm going to wonder if there's anybody left across the planet to come here because the door's open. I mean, 6 million people that they're admitting have already come in the country since Biden took office.
Yeah.
How many have come in without us counting them?
Pretty just amazing. Anyway.
Bigger
All right.
than, it's bigger than, like, a big city. It's crazy.
Yep, yep. The shooting of Ralph Yarl, that's how we pronounce his name, right?
Yes.
Forcing Kansas City to look at its history of racism and segregation. Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas? Well, it's basically the same city, just on either side of the border.
They were in Missouri, but I don't remember.
Yeah, well... This is not just a southern problem. This has been a problem all over. Boston is one of the most racist segregated places in the country. I remember when I was teaching, the Boston schools were so bad they had to be taken over by a federal judge, and the school system was run for 4 years by a federal judge, not by the superintendent of schools, because they couldn't get a handle on the quality of the schools is so bad in the black neighborhoods versus the quality of the school in the white neighborhoods that was so good. And, you know, the people were asking, well, we pay our taxes. Why isn't the, and this is a question not just for Boston, but for everywhere. You know, you hear people say, I want my kid to go to the good school. Well, why aren't they all exactly the same?
Why aren't they all good schools?
Yeah. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. I think I want to know the answer to that. Thank you very much. Florida has removed a company responsible for the emergency alert test. Remember that from last week? I think it was Thursday or Friday. The apology, and along with that, a pledge to remove the company. This company sent out to residents emergency alerts on their cell phones around the state. What is it, about quarter or five in the morning?
Something?
Huh?
What was the alert? Run, hide?
It was a weather alert from the Florida Division of Emergency Management, and it was a mistake. Somebody hit the wrong thing, the computer malfunction, whatever the hell it was. But it warned people. Can you imagine the stress? People waking up a quarter of five, disaster is coming. Look out! Yeah, and it was nothing except an early wake up call. And of course, DeSantis didn't want to take any credit for it at all. That wasn't my doing. I don't know how it happened. Da, 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 da. Okay, that's my impression of Ron DeSantis today at 48 after the hour.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffens Monday program, and because Tommy the K has no voice, he's been affected by the same thing that has affected us all. If you listened to me last week at this time, I could barely talk because of all the allergies. The rain is washing them away, but the prolonged effect on broadcasters whose throats are pretty sensitive anyway is demonstrated by the fact that Tommy... So, that gives us an opportunity to promote more food, farm, and family news and information, which you can follow and get every day on our gooddayshow.com website, also at foodfarmandfamily.com, the website there that is devoted to our daily input from this arena. Also, our American Family Farmer weekly shows are there as well. We distribute those around. You can find those at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. And basically, the idea here is to help you, especially this time of year, get excited about what you can grow on your own, what's available. And so I'm looking at the story that we have posted at FoodFarmAndFamily.com about doctors who are sharing the one food that they never eat. You know, there are a lot of doctors, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell, both the doctors associated with my Good Day program, say, and I remember, how many times did your mother or your grandmother say, everything in moderation? Well, now that you, if you're going to deprive yourself of some foods that are good for you, that may backfire, causing you to eat more of them should you have the opportunity. And the gastroenterology doctors who specialize in keeping your gut and digestive tract healthy, Jack Stockwell is a GAPS practitioner. That's all about your gut. And none of the foods will take years off of your life if you eat them now and then. That is protein bars, for example. Some have real fruit and nuts, better than others. They're the ones that are highly processed, you should stay away from. There are good ones. The super processed ones will bloat you up and give you gas, that sort of thing. One doctor I read said, I don't ever eat protein bars. They're highly processed. They contain a lot of additives and you don't really know what they're good for. So there we go. One thing, one doctor says stay away from protein bars. Another doctor says stay away from steak and all red meat, burgers, for example. There is a gastroenterologist at Johns Hopkins who says red meat and processed meat increase the risk of colon cancer and polyps. They're high in saturated fats. If you're going to consume them, the amount you consume is important. The risk of colon cancer higher in those who consume greater than 100 grams per day of raw meat or any kind of meat. So those of you, I love my hot dogs. I love my hamburgers. If you make a steady diet of it, and a lot of people do, you're just cruising for a bruising. Cold cuts also. Most of those are processed. You want to stay as far away from them as you can. Deep fried fish and chicken. Uh-oh. There's something. I like once in a while a fillet of fish, not McDonald's fillet of fish, but a good fried fish sandwich is kind of fun. A little tartar sauce, lettuce, and tomato. Once in a while, it's okay. You eat it all the time. Nope, not good. Studies show that frying oil can adversely modulate your gut microbiome, leading to all kinds of things that come from fat being built up in your artery walls, that sort of stuff. Heart attack, stroke, don't do it. Soda. If you drink a lot of pop or soda or whatever it is, these sugary drinks, maybe you ought to ditch that habit. They're easy, it feels good, they taste good on the way down, but they lead to a lot of chronic conditions, diabetes and heart disease. Again, another doctor from Johns Hopkins says, don't do it. It'll make you burp, causes reflux, and the combination of carbonated drinks and caffeinated drinks like coffee and stuff, really bad. The worst of the worst, white bread. Stay away, according to the director of gastroenterology at Brigham and Women's here in Boston. These grains cannot be absorbed in your gut. Man, is that ever true? I've found that. Nuts are okay. Corn's all right. Popcorn, they will not increase the risk of having a problem. But refined grains, wheat, and again, the stuff that's on them, that's sprayed on them to keep them, you know, from having weeds or whatever, make them laugh, that's the worst. That is the worst, worst, worst. Wheat that's been sprayed with Roundup and all that other crap that comes from Bayer and Monsanto. So some ideas to keep you healthy and happy from the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.